4:17, said time of the afternoon. We answer your questions about coronavirus. Send them to us, Facebook and Twitter. Use the hashtag KNXCoronaQuestions or send us an email, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us today, Tarzana MD Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine, also an expert on nutrition.
Dr. Hirt, thank you for being here once again. Now, cases are spiking. Hospitalizations are up. The percentage of people testing positive is up. It seems like we're worse off than when we began this whole thing. What should we be doing now? Are we going in reverse?
I think a lot of people are feeling like we're worse off. But let me tell you why I differ with that opinion. The most important things that we need to look at are, you know, how many people are in our ICUs and how many people are dying. The good news on deaths, and this is across the country, and particularly here in Southern California and California, deaths are still down. The curve on deaths continues to go down. We are not seeing a spike in deaths. However, we are seeing an increase in ICU admissions, so that does require us to pay attention. And fortunately, many of these hospitalizations now are with younger people. It is the younger crowd that really is getting a bit into COVID trouble here because of relaxing social distancing and mask requirements, et cetera. And as a result, we're seeing those folks get into hospitals. But again, the good news there is that they tend to have much more resilient immune systems and can come through this without ending up, you know, on ventilators or dying.
Although, let me be pessimistic, deaths are a lagging indicator. We see those last, right? It takes a couple of weeks for you to get this. It takes a week for you to end up in the hospital if you're going to end up there. And then another week until maybe it's the worst outcome. So are we waiting for that to tick up if it does? And then if you do have a lot of 20-year-olds getting this, don't they eventually give it to someone who's in the older crowd?
Well, they certainly can. And that's why, regardless of what we allow in a reopening to occur, as I've said here many times, we cannot allow the vulnerable nor the elderly to unfortunately participate in the relaxation of our lockdown. They still have to be protected and quarantined because we don't have the treatments that are necessary widespread in order to protect them. But these hospitalizations are mostly for younger people. So I'm not expecting deaths to spike up, but you're correct. There is a bit of a lag there. Hospitalizations have been going up for a little bit. It's not just this last couple of days, but still we're not seeing those deaths. I think because we're getting better at treating COVID patients in the ICU than we were in, you know, certainly March and April, and because those people who are getting sick are skewing younger, and that's to our advantage. We know, and we knew that when we said you could go back to gyms and go back to restaurants and loosen things up, there was going to be more cases. We expect that. What we want is that there not be more hospitalizations, and we certainly don't want any more deaths.
Now, when we talk about hospitalizations, I mean, these younger people, are they necessarily going into the ICU or they're just occupying beds when they go in with COVID-19? What's going on with these younger people who are being admitted into the hospital here?
That's an important point. Yes, mostly they're not requiring intensive care unit beds. Some, you know, do. By younger, I mean people in their, you know, late 40s, 50s, and 60s. Sometimes those people need to be in ICU, not necessarily intubated on a breathing machine, a ventilator, but to be watched very closely. But for most part, the younger people, meaning under 40, very rare for them to have to require, you know, the highest level intensive care unit assistance in a hospital. So that is working, you know, to our advantage, and hopefully it stays that way.
Governor seems to be very worried about family gatherings, and we think the holiday coming up, 4th of July, this is when you have a family gathering. You get some people together in the yard or, you know, inside the house, if, you know, even though you're not supposed to. But how concerned are you that this is a mode now of spread?
You know, nothing has changed. COVID remains. And we know that cases are increasing. And you have to remember that whatever number they give you, let's say it's 2,000 cases today, you have to multiply that by 50 to 80. It's hundreds of thousands of people who are getting infected every single day just in California and millions across the country. So this hasn't gone away at all. And the numbers are staggering if we could even test enough people to show the public of what's going on. And I think that would be a check on this kind of behavior because nothing has really changed. We really can't relax what we do. We can go more places, but just like we learned how to shop safely at Walmart and big box stores, we have to learn how to do the same in our backyards this weekend, and we have to learn how to do the same if we're going into a restaurant or a gym that's been opened. And unfortunately, that isn't something that Americans really have taken to heart. We are relaxing all of our COVID protections, and that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to keep those COVID protections in place, but go into new areas like restaurants, bars, gyms, with those protections firmly in our minds and hearts.
Now, is there a way to gather safely, like if we have required people coming over to get tested first and clear? Would that be okay?
If you know everybody's been.
Exactly. If you know everyone's been tested, would that be okay? Or is that possible?
Yeah, here's the way to do that. Number one, you know, again, the elderly, the vulnerable should not be in crowds, family or otherwise. They have to be protected. However, if you are outside and doing your social distancing, everybody brings their own food, and you can be at different tables that are separated, it's fine to gather, you know, outside as long as you maintain those strict requirements. Why? Because the way that you get this disease is only twofold. You either bring it onto your face or food with your contaminated hands, or a respiratory droplet gets into your eyes, nose, or mouth. That's how it happens. So if you maintain the distancing and you use good hygiene, you are protecting yourself, and that's why we saw these numbers go down. And now it's just a matter of remembering you guys still do that, even though restrictions are being lifted.
Got about a minute left, but we had a question come in. Since there's no therapy really yet, there's things for if you have a really bad case and you're in the ICU and they can give you remdesivir. But for people who get a positive case and maybe they're your patient and you send them home and say, do not leave your house, but what do you tell them to do? Is this just still, hey, get rest and fluids and that's what we can do with this?
For many people, that's all that's necessary is to you know, take good care and try not to spread it to other people. For the vast majority of people, again, people under the age of 49, 95% chance you're going to have a very mild to moderate case of this and not really need much support. For people who are older or people who are vulnerable with other coexisting conditions, they may need more support, which includes intravenous fluids, as you suggest. There are some other treatments that we can give to reduce the chances of blood clots, which is a big problem. So there's a lot more that we can do, and you should seek medical care early. Don't just wait, because there are things that we can do.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Doctor, thanks.
My pleasure.